White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 22, 1899. Dear Children Edson and Emma White, we have just received your letters. Thank you for writing. I enter into the pith of the matter at once. After reading your letter, Edson, I have no urging to do. I leave it in this way. When you have light from the Lord, come, and our hearts are open to receive you. You could be a great help to me in my preparation of books. You are going the right way to work. The Lord has worked with you. For you are in a hard field, but He gives you success. If it is His will, you should continue in the field still. He will work with your efforts if you trust in Him, and He has not left you to toil and struggle alone. Angels of God have been your defense, and will work with you if you will keep meek and lowly of heart. He is your defense. When I was brought to see the principles that were controlling the minds and some hearts of those who are in important positions of trust, that there was so great absence of the love of Christ, and of His kindness and courtesy and genuine Christian politeness, I wrote a letter to them and one to you. As soon as they thought they had an excuse, because you made a mistake in the investing of means in the boat as you did, then the enemy came in to take possession of their hearts, to close them, to drive you into disagreeable positions, just as the enemy wanted they should. They felt they would not trust you, whatever your position might be. Not a favor would you have from them. While the Lord accepted your repentance, there were those who were as set as steel, but they knew not what spirit was controlling them. The Lord has cooperated with you in your work in the South, and done that, in cooperating with you, that no human power could do. And when they see the evidence by the fruit born, ye shall know them by their fruit. They close their eyes and senses to the evidence. But it is not the spirit that God would sanction in you, or in them that has been exercised. They will need your pity rather than your blame, for they are greatly deceived and knew not, that, while they have taken a course of vigor, it is in Satan's lines they are working. Christ is not in it, therefore never follow their example. For just as surely will the Lord bring every soul of them over the straight places they have allowed yourself and others in like circumstances to come into, when they made no effort to release you, and others who were doing the very hardest kind of work. The Lord will not, cannot, bless any who go so contrary to His word, and so contrary to the Spirit of Christ, who has sent His angels to work with you, and to bless you and your associate workers. I write you these things that you may never suppose that God has not had compassion, that God has not favored you. He has upheld you, and to His holy name be all the glory. But you must not, although some are working in wrong lines and have dropped the love of God and their brethren out of their hearts when it was needed so much, have the feelings of retaliation. It is because they need melting over. But you must not do after the same principles. They grieve the heart of Christ and must make thorough work for repentance. I should not vindicate their course for one moment. And yet I am so sorry for these men because they have not heeded reproofs and warnings to deal justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. The Lord will bring them over the same ground, every one of them, to realize what it means to have to pass through such hard places as you have without sympathy and love. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He will never disappoint you. Do not mind what others say or others do. Be free to love your brethren, and do all the good you can, for we go through this world but once, and how much more pleasing to God and the heavenly universe to leave a fragrant influence behind you. Crowd all the good works into your life that is possible. Be cheerful, be pitiful, be courteous, help everyone you can help. You will see the charge of the Lord to His church in the wilderness, that they must love even the stranger who chose to dwell with them, and treat him tenderly, and, if in need, help him. I have written an article on this subject for the papers. I hope it will do good, because the Lord is not now pleased with those in responsible places who are not searching and studying what the will of the Lord is, and fearing greatly lest they shall not do the things pleasing in His sight. Bear in mind, you are a servant of the heavenly King, and you must honor and glorify His name. You can make your speech eloquent with kind words coming from the heart. Catch the bright beams from the face of Jesus and live Christ. Let nothing discourage you. I will no longer urge you to come to Australia, but will help you, all that is in my power where you are. I am glad Brother Smouse is engaged in this work. I meant to have written him a letter in this mail. I cannot get this copied, but will send it to you, imperfect as it is, not being able to take the time to correct mistakes. I commit this to you, assuring you that we will keep your interest before us and with us, and do our best to help you in the southern field. This disjointed letter I am sorry to send, but the Lord knows I would do better if I had the time. I must close. God bless you. Mother.